Hi, I'm Sara Lawati, and I am back with another destination for Off the Beaten Track, a segment in which I take you on a little adventure to the strangest, most peculiar corners of the world. We're going to visit places that don't often grace the covers of travel brochures, for reasons which you will soon find out. Close your eyes and picture this. You're 6 years old, your favorite Disney princess is Cinderella, and the only thing you really want to do is visit her fairy tale castle. Your family finally takes you on the magical journey you've always dreamed of. The towers and turrets are just as tall as you'd always imagined they would be. You finally step foot inside the castle and take a deep breath. It's truly enchanting. You look up in awe at the ceiling, and there you find blood. Surprise, surprise, you're in Romania and there are no glass slippers or Prince Charmings in this fortress. Today, we're sinking our teeth into the castle that hosted the infamous vampire, Count Dracula. Bran Castle is perched atop a hill in Transylvania with a flowing river below. And even though Dracula is fictional, the bloodied history of this place most definitely is not. In the 15th century, Bran Castle was home to Vlad Dracul, perhaps better known by his moniker, Vlad the Impaler. This nickname was well deserved because Vlad the Impaler frequently drove wooden stakes into his enemies, which were deliberately blunt to avoid a quick death. He then displayed his impaled victims in public spaces as a way of deterring enemies. No other ruler in history has impaled as many people as Vlad did, but that wasn't his only method of execution. In fact, Vlad also owned a cauldron big enough to fit grown men, and fit those grown men it did because they were often roasted or boiled on a low flame. But as gruesome as Vlad was, he wasn't wasteful, and every last morsel of these people was eaten. Yet today, Vlad the Impaler is considered something of a national hero in Romania, where he's remembered for defending his people from foreign invasion, whether Turkish soldiers or German merchants. Even though this story is quite fitting with what Bram Stoker described in his book Dracula, the truth is that Vlad didn't spend much time in Bran Castle. He was maybe there for 2 months tops. After the 15th century, the castle fell into disrepair until a couple hundred years and a few reigns later, when Queen Marie took over and gave the castle a more stylish makeover. Queen Marie was born as English royalty, but was swept away at the tender age of 17 to be wed to King Ferdinand I of Romania. So lonely was she after her wedding that historical accounts describe her weeping nightly in her newly transformed Bran Castle. She equipped the castle with an English park, two ponds, a tea house, a wooden church, stables, and staff housing. From dungeons to tea houses, that's quite a glow up. A stark contrast to what Vlad the Impaler did for sure, and perhaps a little more reminiscent of the Cinderella castle I mentioned earlier. But the castle wasn't the only thing Queen Marie of Romania transformed, as she also broke royal protocol when the country witnessed an outbreak of cholera that took thousands of lives. Although she was instructed to stay put in Bran Castle, Queen Marie ignored those commands and instead bravely stationed herself at the front lines, nursing the wounded. She held the hands of the diseased and the dying and prayed with them, refusing to wear a face mask or gloves. She took the same kind of risks for her people when the Great War broke out, where photos of her kneeling in mud and human feces to help her adopted country defeat the Germans surfaced. The Romanian people had so much love for her that when her husband became king, it wasn't his name they chanted, but that of his wife, Queen Marie. But Queen Marie did not just give the Romanian people her metaphorical heart. After her death, her daughter, Princess Eliana, was ordered to place the queen's real heart in a golden casket, where it can be found in Bran Castle, wrapped in the flags of her two homes, Romania and Great Britain. I don't know about you, but that story really warmed my own heart. I guess there is such a thing as fairy tale endings. Until next time.